USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump, speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House daily coronavirus briefing, asked by a reporter if the guidelines will change as coronavirus spikes in some states. The president's answer?
The guidelines will be very much as they are, maybe even toughened up a little bit. But they're having a big impact. They're having a tremendous impact, and we're starting to see it.
President Trump also asked where thousands of ventilators are being sent from the national stockpile.
We've been sending a lot to Michigan and various other states. We'll probably send some additional ones to Michigan. New York's been doing very well, but we can add some more to New York. We're adding them to the areas that are having a problem. Even Alabama all of a sudden flared up a little bit, as you saw over the last couple of days, and we'll send them down to Alabama. So we have 10,000. We kept them for this very specific purpose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
I just want to thank the data team that's working day and night to get, I usually get my data about 2 a.m. from them, and they assimilate all the data from all the states.
That's Dr. Deborah Birx at the latest White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing. She's asked about all the models and where each state stands with the number of people infected.
And when you look at all of the states together, all of them are moving in exactly the same curves. And so that's why we really believe this needs to be federal guidance, so that every state understands that it may look like two cases today that become 20, that become 200, that become 2,000. And that's what we're trying to prevent. And I think states still have that opportunity, but they're going to have to do all of these recommended. I mean, these recommendations are recommendations that the globe is using. And so we really do recommend that every governor, every mayor looks very carefully and ensures that their communities are utilizing these guidance.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are now more corona cases in the state of Maryland, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has put in place a stay-at-home order for residents due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Democratic governor made the announcement after a spike in COVID-19 cases across the state.
In 2 weeks' time, the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas could look like New York and the tri-state area.
Hogan says Maryland residents should not be leaving their home unless it's for an essential job or essential reason, such as obtaining food or medicine. Anyone who violates the order could be found guilty of a misdemeanor and could face jail time or a fine of up to $5,000. I'm Tim Berg.
New dates have been scheduled for the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, which were supposed to be held at the end of July in Japan. But with so many international players involved, the event had to be postponed.
Having been postponed because of the coronavirus, an International Olympic Committee spokesman now says what were supposed to be the 2020 Summer Games will begin on July 23, 2021, and the closing ceremony is set for August 8th. The IOC and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had already agreed to postpone the Games for about a year because of the pandemic. It's the first postponement of the Games since the modern Olympics began in the 19th century. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.